Thank you for contacting customer support. This is Lauren. May I please get the spelling of your email address to locate your account and be of better assistance for you today?
Hello, my name is Rochelle. I'm actually calling in from a financial institution. I'm calling with Alaska USA Federal Credit Union, and this call was actually on behalf of one of our members here. They reported some charges on their credit card to us from this merchant that they are not recognizing what it could be for. We're just wanting to know if you're able to assist us with that.
Yeah, if I can get the account located, I certainly can.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. Let me just pull up their information here. Okay, and then you do need the email?
Email or zip code? Email's okay. Quicker, but the zip code, we can do that as well.
Okay, I do have an email here, so that's going to be under his first name, which is, it's spelled M as in Mike, E-R-L-E, and then underscore 1944 at yahoo.com.
Right, sorry, just one moment here. Mm-hmm. And what was his first and last name?
The first name is, I think it's pronounced Merle, and the last name is Long.
Thank you for that. Yeah, I'm showing here, once it finishes loading, sorry, it's loading a touch slow today.
Okay.
Come on, computer. So it looks like the customer did one of our enter to win contests for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. So they entered their name into a drawing to win the vacuum cleaner. And it explains that the contest is sponsored by Bites Hub, our meal planning app, which is kind of like Noom, where it like creates a custom menu for you based on your desired caloric intake. And that in entering your name, you're also agreeing to a subscription access to this meal planning app. Now, it looks like it was canceled when the last charge was declined by the financial institution on the 28th of May. The system auto-closed the account so the customer wouldn't be billed anything further. But that's what had happened.
Okay, gotcha. I understand. I'll definitely take note of that here. So for the charges that did come through, that was for, was that for a membership or the charges are for $59.89?
Yes, that's a subscription access cost to use the meal planning app each month.
Meal planning app. Okay, perfect. Okay, I'll take note of that as well. So just to confirm, because this was a subscription that was started, is he going to be eligible for any sort of refunds?
Typically, refunds are prorated to the amount of time that the customer has had access to the app, but I can do like a one-time courtesy refund of the most recent charge that went through, which would be the 28th of April minus our $5 processing fee. So it'd be $55 back.
Okay, I think that should be fine.
Great, just one moment here. Let me get this taken care of. And then I can give you the cancellation confirmation number as well. Just to verify, there is not an active dispute on this charge, correct? Because if there is, it won't let the charge refund.
Correct.
Okay, just want to make sure. Just one moment here while I get this processed. Sorry, just one moment here. Mm-hmm. Great, just one more moment. And I can give you the cancellation confirmation number as well whenever you're ready, if you would like to write that down.
Yes, I am ready.
It's C as in Charlie, 9206, 75890.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that.
Not a problem at all. Was there anything further I could look into or take care of for you today?
No, I think that we had everything here. So other than that, thank you very much for your help. I really do appreciate that.
Not a problem at all. I thank you for contacting customer support. You have a great evening.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.